But first, the House Judiciary Committee has just served Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez with a subpoena demanding documents related to the firings of U.S. attorneys. Joining us is Dahlia Lithwick. She's the legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and a regular on Day to Day. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, Alex.
So, Dahlia, both the House and the Senate Judiciary Committees had been requesting these documents, not getting them. Now there's this subpoena. What exactly do they want to see?
Well, the House committee wants to see, and they say this, I think, pretty explicitly, they want to see the full text of a bunch of documents that were blacked out. So we received thousands of pages of documents in various document dumps in the last couple of weeks. Now they want to see the names, and they want to see the dates, and they want really to have all the details that were blacked out, I think, to protect the sort of sensitivities of folks who hadn't been sacked. But now I think what they're saying is we want to see the full charts, we want to see all the names, give it to us unredacted, and I think they want to sort of go through and connect the dots in a little bit more rigorous way.
In another judicial development, the federal judge in the Jose Padilla trial has ruled that she wouldn't dismiss the case against him. Padilla is the alleged al-Qaeda operative who was arrested in 2002 and accused of planning a radioactive dirty bomb attack. Dahlia, what was the basis for that particular ruling?
Well, essentially she said, guys, this was a long shot. Nice try, Padilla's attorneys, but I'm not going to throw out the entire case based on the allegation that he was tortured. She expressly said, I'm not ruling on the question of whether he was tortured. She simply said, looking at your arguments, your citation to case law, it's not enough here to throw out the entire case. So the case, starting next Monday, will go on.
So as you mentioned, Padilla's lawyers said their case was that he'd been tortured. The judge says she doesn't dispute that. But what exactly do the lawyers say had been done to Padilla in terms of torture?
Well, they say that it either was torture or bordered on torture to put him into solitary confinement for hundreds and hundreds of days in a tiny cell without light, without sound, without access to counsel, and that he claims he was injected with LSD and truth serum. So he says all of that amounts to torture. She says, as I said, not a basis to throw out all the charges against him.
So the trial is set to begin next week. Apparently, the judge has said that the trial could last until September. What else do we know about this particular trial with Padilla?
Well, we know it's been seriously downgraded from the initial allegations about him. Remember, he was first claimed to be a horrible, nefarious, dirty bomber. Then that was downgraded again. He was an apartment bomber. Now he and two Confederates are essentially being charged with some pretty low-level claims about assisting terrorism. Whether or not they can make that stick, it's the bulk of the evidence against him is a bunch of overheard phone conversations and some applications he filled out to possibly fight in a training camp. Whether that is sufficient to really be a claim of actual terrorism remains to be seen.
Dahlia, speaking of things that'll happen next week, going back for a moment to Alberto Gonzalez, he's set to present next week, and I hear he's kind of getting ready and prepping for that right now. What's going on? What kind of prep work is he doing right now?
That's right, Alex. He seems to have sort of quit his day job and is just doing serious cramming, getting ready for an April 17th appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Apparently, he's having a very, very tough time getting timelines straight, getting the kind of chronology and the cast of characters straight, so much so that he was supposed to have a television appearance that apparently was canceled because they're just not sure that he's got it together enough to perform well. So he's doing some last-minute cramming, studying thousands and thousands of pages of documents, according to the Washington Post, probably those same thousands of pages of documents that the subpoenas are requesting to see as well.
So he's not allowed to bring any kind of crib notes in with them next week, anything like that?
Well, I'm sure he will have written lots of stuff on the inside of his hand like I used to do.
It's the save the year-old trick. We did it in grade school. Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.